"Howdy, mister," he said cautiously. "He thinks I'm a walk-in," Roland thought, just as she did. And they were walk-ins of a sort, he and Jake. They just happened to have come to a time and place where such things were common, and where time was racing. Roland spoke before the man could go on. "Where are they? Where is he, Stephen King? Speak, man, and tell me the truth." The hat slipped from the old man's relaxing fingers and fell beside his feet on the newly cut grass. His hazel eyes stared into Roland's, fascinated, the bird looking at the snake.
"Family's across the lake at that place they got on t'other side," he said. "T'old Schindler place. Having some kind of party, they are. Steve said he'd drive over after his walk."
And he gestured to a small black car parked on the driveway extension, its nose just visible around the side of the house. "Where is he walking? Do you know? Tell this lady." The old man looked briefly over Roland's shoulder, then back to the gunslinger.
"Be easier was I to drive you there myself."
Roland considered this, but only briefly. Easier to begin with, yes. Maybe harder on the other end, where King would either be saved or lost. Because they'd found the woman in Kaz Road. However minor a role she might have to play, it was her they had found first on the path of the beam. In the end, it was as simple as that. As for the size of her part, it was better not to judge such things in advance. Hadn't he and Eddie believed John Cullum, met in that same roadside store some 3 wheels north of here, would have but a minor role to play in their story? Yet it had turned out to be anything but. All of this crossed his consciousness in less than a second. Information, hunch, Eddie would have called it, delivered in a kind of brilliant mental shorthand. "No," he said, and jerked a thumb back over his shoulder. "Tell her, now."